From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A coalition of six nations, the United States, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, and Britain, call for an immediate ceasefire in Aleppo. They are condemning Russia for interfering with attempts to bring humanitarian aid to civilians trapped in the Syrian city. They are also calling on the Syrian government to agree to a United Nations plan to send humanitarian aid into the city. Meanwhile, Syrian forces advanced further into Aleppo, forcing more people into a shrinking rebel enclave. NATO's chief has urged allies to maintain sanctions against Russia. He spoke as foreign ministers wrapped up a two-day meeting in Brussels. Lisa Bryant reports.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said ceasefire violations have increased massively in eastern Ukraine, with hundreds of explosions daily from military equipment banned under the Minsk ceasefire accord.
The international community must keep pressuring Russia to respect its obligations.
He said a four-way meeting last week between Russia, Ukraine, France, and Germany did not make headway in shoring up the Minsk agreement. But he said diplomacy is the only solution. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
A Pakistani plane crashed while traveling from the northern town of Chitral to Islamabad Wednesday. All 48 people aboard the plane were killed. The Pakistan International Airlines plane went down and burst into flames in an isolated mountainous region near the town of Havelian. 42 passengers, 5 crew members, and a ground engineer were aboard. The airline's chairman told reporters the pilot had informed the control tower that one of the plane's engines had stopped functioning. This is VOA News.